In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Dear brothers and sisters, this song dedicated to the Queen of Peace nicely speaks. We have come to you, dearest Mother, from all quarters, from all nations. We have come to our Mother, the Queen of Peace, but she always directs us to Jesus. Now we are here as well. We have come to Jesus. We desire to celebrate the Eucharist. We all in our lives desire to feel that God is near to us, because in such a way our life will be much easier. Therefore, brothers and sisters, Jesus cannot be any closer to us from being close to us in the Eucharist. In Eucharist, he offers himself to us in a perfect way, so that is why, that is where we should look for him there always. And in order to be able to find him, and in order to be able to feel him in the Eucharistic celebration, we have to leave what is not worthy of Christ, what is not worthy of Church, and that is sin. And that is why, at the beginning of this Mass celebration, let us remain for a moment in silence, admitting to God our sins, praying to Him for forgiveness, so that we could truly experience the Eucharistic celebration. I confess to Almighty God, and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned in my thoughts and in my words, in what I have done and in what I have failed to do, through my fault, through my most grievous fault. Therefore I ask Blessed Mary, ever Virgin, all the angels and saints, and you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me to the Lord our God. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen. Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy.
Kyrie eleison.
Let us pray. O God, strength of those who hope in you, graciously hear our pleas, and since without your mortal frailty can do nothing, grant us always the help of your grace, that in following your commands we may please you by our resolve and our deeds. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen.